The Lake Dunstan Trail has blown away all expectations with more than 80,000 people in its first year. It was hoped the trail would bring some economic relief to central Otago during the pandemic, and it's been a roaring success. Our reporter Timothy Brown and camera operator Nathan McKinnon hit the trail to see what all the fuss is about.
The small central Otago town of Clyde is used to the success of cycle networks with the rail trail, which has one trailhead in the town, attracting more than 10,000 users annually. But Dunstan House owner Ian Kerrisk says the Lake Dunstan Trail has been something else.
It's bringing people in and it's bringing people back with friends, and that's a big thing for us. Not just for us, talking to the others in town, it's the whole town is humming. We're lucky that with COVID we haven't had the downturn others have had. Clyde's been busy, and it comes down to cycling, and certainly the Dunstan Trail's been a big part of it.
And with the 55-kilometre trail linking Clyde and Cromwell featuring a suspension bridge, wineries, elevated views of Lake Dunstan, and boardwalks literally bolted into the rock face, it's not hard to see why these cyclists say it's unlike anything they've ever seen before.
It's the most beautiful bike ride. Views are just amazing, yeah. Fantastic.
The bridges and boardwalks and things are amazing what they've done there. So much work and it's just fabulous.
I'm coming 75 and I think it's absolutely great.
It's awesome really. It's obviously a lot of hard work gone into making the trail the way it is.
We love the trail. We knew when it started getting made that that'd be really popular, that'd be really good.
The unique nature of the trail and its surrounds has translated into massive numbers. A feasibility study ahead of its development predicted 7,500 annual users, but in the first 12 months, it's attracted 11 times that, with 84,500 users. Central Cycle Trail Company Director Brendan Ehrlich says the Lake Dunstan Trail's success has blown away all expectations.
And it's just gone berserk. So we've really just struggled. If anything, we've struggled to keep up. And it's been... It hasn't been a good thing to turn people away at times, but we literally haven't been able to keep up. So it's a good problem to have.
He says the trail's success has had spin-offs for Cromwell, Clyde and the wider area.
What we do, we facilitate business for everybody else as well. So, you know, we're putting bums on seats in restaurants, bums on seats in cafes, accommodation providers, etc. So it's really good to be part of, a big team and an ecosystem for tourism that does actually trickle down.
Mr. Ehrlich says with forward bookings looking strong, the biggest difficulty he faces is securing the staff, particularly bike mechanics, to keep up with the demand. He says more government support to get workers into the country is needed, especially with the return of large numbers of Australians just around the corner for ski season. And for Cromwell Community Board Chair Anna Harrison, it's the possibility of what the trail might mean for central Otago's normally quiet winter season that may be the biggest cause for celebration.
I'm hoping that maybe we get a little bit more of that wedge of the tourist market from Australia and elsewhere. Certainly they're here for skiing. It would be nice to think that if they're taking a day off from skiing, they might do some biking.
She says with further cycle network expansion planned for Cromwell, it's well placed to become a hub for responsible tourism. And with the success over the past 12 months, there's already more than 80,000 reasons to celebrate.